Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Well, yes, indeed. 12 minutes after the hour, 5 o'clock, we are joined by Dr. Atolabe on the line. Dr. Atolabe, good afternoon to you.
I wish you a good afternoon, good evening.
Yes, and a happy Friday and a happy preparation day as well.
Yes, yes.
Fantastic. Now, we are talking about, an interesting subject, lifestyle optimizing brain health. You know, changes to one's body and brain are normal as one person ages. However, there are some things that we all can do to help slow the decline in memory and lower our risk of developing Alzheimer's disease or other dementias, as well as improve our overall brain performance now and also well into the future. Now, Doc, what are some tips on how we can naturally improve our brain performance?
First off, Zana, I would like to say that it's not natural that our brain should decline.
Okay.
Yeah. So what will decline is our habits. So we should understand that first of all.
Please break it down.
There are things that will make our brain. Can you hear me well?
Yes, yes, I can hear you. I'm saying that if you're saying that what declines is our habits, not our brains.
What is responsible for the decline is our habit.
Ah.
It's not natural that as we age, our brain function should decline.
I see.
Yeah. So to say that, what can we do to halt it is that we are helping the brain to stay as it should be. But if we start on time and we have been practicing the tips that we're going to talk about now, then the brain will not decline in the first place. Yes, so that's very important.
Okay.
Now, when you see people having problems going into Alzheimer's disease, it is because they have had wrong, healthy, unhealthy practices.
I see.
So for every healthy life, there is a disciplined area to it. That is the key that I want us to keep in mind.
Okay.
They are very easy. And when we go through them now, you'll see that, yes, they are very easy. But we have to discipline ourselves to continue to do it. There is a gentleman by the name of Dr. Ned Lee. He has a whole work. He wrote the book Proof Positive.
Okay.
And if we can lay our hands on that book, it will be a wonderful thing to read. Or to just go on YouTube and put Dr. Ned Lee and listen to quite a number of things that he speaks about on brain health.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. So for the purpose of our meeting today, we look at a few things that will help us. You'll be amazed, as I'm saying, regular exercise. How difficult is that? It's not difficult, but it is difficult, right? Because in today's world, where do we find time for regular exercise? Moderate intensity exercise. And do you know the example? Brisk walking.
Yeah.
Cycling, riding a bicycle, or swimming. But we need to do any or all of these for at least 30 minutes a day. Can you find time for 30 minutes of brisk walk? In today's busy, get it done, meet the scheduled deadline, and so forth. This is where the problem lies. But if we walk briskly for 30 minutes every day, our brain will be in good health.
Yeah.
Well into 90 plus. As far as we know now. Some are 100 and they can think straight. They don't forget where their wallet or their purse or their key is. Their brain is still working well.
Yeah.
But you ask them, exercise is part of their regimen on a daily basis, at least 5 days in a week. So that's number one. Of course, you know where we'll go next. Food.
Yeah.
Oh, people talk about balanced diet. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Balanced diet is whole foods. Fruits, whole fruits, whole vegetables, whole grains.
Mm.
So that we are getting our proteins from the plant kingdom.
Yep.
And healthy fats, like we mentioned the last time. Mm-hmm. Healthy fats. Where do we get healthy fats from? It is from polyunsaturated. If we go and eat saturated fat, we eat heavy on processed foods, what some people call TV food, we won't get healthy fat from that source, because all of those ones will have trans fat.
Yeah, yeah.
So first exercise, two whole foods. Oh, today's world, it is fast, fast, fast. That is our problem. For the past, maybe since the industrial age started, finding time to exercise, finding time to eat home cooked food have become difficult, because people are reporting to work early in the morning and they are leaving just at dusk.
Yeah.
So number three is adequate sleep.
Yes.
Yes. They did a study in, they call it Framingham study. It was a longitudinal study that took several years.
Mm-hmm.
And they found that those who live well, active, alert into the old age are those who do five things.
Mm-hmm.
They exercise, they eat whole foods,
yeah.
They sleep, which is number three that I'm mentioning now. Sleep, 7 to 8 hours of sleep each night. The last time I listened to that Dr. Nedley, he was talking about getting enough sleep for good brain. And he said, if we're going to have enough sleep, it's not only when we lie down, but the fact of that throughout the day, we have eaten a good diet that has, example, whole grains like oats, whole fruits, whole vegetables, because these are the ones that will give the brain thyroxine and will convert to epinephrine, and this one will flush out in the brain the time that we are sleeping the things that we don't want building up the next day. It is during sleep that this happens. If we don't have enough sleep, especially if we don't get to the stage where they call the rapid eye movement sleep, we are not able to clean the brain of all the electrical activity that has put some debris in the brain during the day. We have been active, we have been working hard, we have been thinking, we have been solving problems. At night, the brain will clean up itself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That happens with proper diet that we have mentioned. Another factor that will help us to optimize brain health is stress management. You know what? I have found as a Christian that the most source of the place where I find stress-reducing activities is in Bible studies,
mm-hmm.
meditation,
yeah.
prayer, and then deep breathing exercises.
Mm.
I mean, just go online, breathing exercise, and start breathing properly. Because this is how we can relax in the face of stress.
Mm-hmm.
When we can bring to mind the goodness of God.
Yeah, yeah.
When we can think of all the good things that the Lord has been doing on our behalf and how he has been blessing us and saving us from so many dangers. Now, if we do that, we'll find that our stress level will start going down. I was taught when I started doing business that when you wake up in the morning or before you go to sleep, take a pencil, especially before you go to sleep, and write the number of things that you are thanking God for.
Yeah.
So that when you are sleeping, your brain is not running here and there about problems and solutions, but it's at peace in thankfulness. So it's something that we can take, oh, it's something little, I don't need to do that. But when we do it, we'll find that it works. Because if our brain is overtaxed, overworked, it cannot be in good health. All of these things must come into play to help the brain to be in good health naturally. Then the other thing that is also good for brain health is mental stimulation. We should be engaged in such activities as reading, solving puzzles, learning a new skill. Some people say you can't teach an old dog a new trick. Well, it's not true. You can teach an old dog a new trick.
Yeah.
And many old people are doing wonderful things that they just learned. So we must continue to mentally tax our brain. My dear brother, if you sit in front of the TV and say, oh, I will just relax in front of the TV, I don't have a lot to do. Within 2 minutes that we are watching the screen, our frontal lobe connection is virtually not working.
Okay.
The information goes directly into our limbic system,
okay,
where we are not participating in decision making.
All right.
Because it's more of an emotional side of our brain. So we are having this stress stored in our brain without participating in the storage. We don't know what's going on. So TV is not a good place to relax. TV watching does not help our relaxation. Rather, it's better to pick up a book and read. So we should begin to teach our children the habit of reading. In today's screen age, hey, they ask some group of young people, they say, why don't you study your Bible? They say, well, it doesn't ring.
I assume that when you talk about screen as well, you are also adding the you know, social media, because some will be scrolling on their Facebook and their TikToks, on their X pages, and scrolling for some entertainment. I suppose
exactly.
That should also form the same effect that television does.
Well, the problem is that when they do that, they get addicted to it. Usually people don't get addicted to reading. So all of this media that we are exposed to today is not helping us. So we are raising a generation of people who are going to have dementia very quickly because there isn't the proper stimulation of brain cells. Yep. So we should nurture also social connections. That's part of the problem with the screen.
Yeah.
It's cutting us off from others. Do you know that some people are in the same house, in the same building, the same home, and they send text messages to each other?
Whoa.
Oh, yes. But that is how much the media has affected us. But it is not supporting our cognitive health. It's not helping us.
It's a serious one.
So the other thing that, sorry?
No, I was saying that this is a serious one.
It is. So the one thing I also like to mention is regularity in all that we do.
Okay.
Go to bed at the same time every evening, as much as close to that time as possible. Turn off all electronics and screens at least 30 to 60 minutes before you hit the pillow. Pray. Claim Bible promises. Overcome worries. Jot down any concern and say, I've jotted down this, tomorrow I'll deal with it. Then we'll not go to bed with the anxiety. It helps quite a lot. We can talk about the things that affect our brain, but at least to talk about the things that give us positive brain health should be the first thing we should consider.
Yeah.
So if we can adopt these healthy habits, it's going to help us to reduce the risk of cognitive decline and promote overall well-being. Then, of course, there are some herbs that some can buy and use. I have shared the use of ginkgo biloba with several persons. And I know individuals who will use the ginkgo biloba when they are ready for maybe exams, wanting to do some brain work. It helps to bring more blood flow to the brain.
Yeah.
And that helps quite a lot. Well, some say it is bitter. I have never tasted it like the herb itself, except in capsule form. But this, those who have used, because I recommended it for a senior sister of mine, I said, oh, that thing smells terrible and it tastes terrible. And then I said, well, try the supplement in capsule form. And she did. Mm-hmm. And she reported, yes, it helps. It helped her very well. Then there's another supplement that is called acetyl L-carnitine, but it is said this shouldn't be taken for more than 12 months. So these are ways we can help ourselves, but I would rather go more natural than even supplement. Mm. Sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, watermelon, oats, these are food that will help the brain to have tyrosine, that will help to get us enough epinephrine to clean up all the electricity going on during the daytime, so that when we wake up, our minds will be fresh and ready to face a new day. So these are ways that we can help ourselves to keep to on having good health. And let's not wait until we grow old. Because then we will be trying to get rid of a problem and trying to now solve the problems that has already developed. It's better to prevent. It's more naturally, which is eat more plant food, leave trans fats over processed food, that's where most of the trans fats are, and eat more of fruit, more of vegetables whole. Not the one that they have packaged in beautiful packages, but more of the natural food. These are the ways in which we can really promote healthy brain function.
Yeah. Beautiful stuff, man. I think that it's an important subject, especially if we know that we're going to be growing older and older and older. And these things we've got to start when we are much younger and develop those habits and grow with them to achieve that kind of health. Will it help at all if just very briefly, I know our time is over. Will it help at all if we start these very late in life, in our 60s?
It will still help very much. Absolutely, it will help.
Ah, lovely. So it's never too late, basically. Okay. Thank you so much, Doc, for your time. I think we've lost the network there. It has been a fantastic conversation and a great afternoon. One, two. Yes, Doc?
Yes.
Oh, I'd lost you there for a moment. I was just saying thank you so much for your time and joining us this afternoon.
You're welcome. Yes, it was an internet connection.
Okay. No, thank you so much then.
You're welcome. Have a blessed Sabbath.
Have a blessed one too. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.